you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magic Lens, your Frank and I have a great show. We're ready to roll, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about the coronavirus because it's in the news, and people have been calling and asking me. So we did a little digging, and we have some more information that may shed some light on stuff. So we're going to talk about that, the first segment of the show. We have a quack report. And we have a lot of good stuff, but before we get to all of that, we want to say a big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. We're lifting this nation up in prayer, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. So the devotional puts us in Psalms 41. Blessed is he who considers the poor, and the Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. And also, the righteous cry. This is Psalms 34. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them from all their troubles. So mind the time, make it grow short. If you're not talking to the Lord, now's the time to get a relationship going with him. Make him the sole leader of your life. You know, confess your sins, repent, and, you know, don't die in your sins, because you don't know if you got it tomorrow. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quack report, here's a review of hundreds of medical studies. This was researchers from the Knight Cancer Institute. Also, they were joined with the Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. They reviewed over 3,000 medical studies that showed up in very prestigious medical journals. These studies were in the Journal of the American Medical Association, The Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine. So the researchers identified about 400 cases of medical reversal. So these were like peer review stuff. So they went back and they tried to replicate the study in a peer review fashion and couldn't. So they said that the validity, necessity, and the safety of modern medications and medical procedures seems to be missing out of the research. They said medical reversal occurred most often in those journal articles involving cardiology by 20%, public health and prevention medicine by 12%, and critical care by 11%. So when they broke down the categories of these reversals in these studies, which couldn't be proven, the medical reversals included ineffective medications by 33%, dangerous procedures by 20%, misleading science on vitamins and supplements, 13%, unsafe medical devices, 9%, and faulty system interventions, 8%. Now, be clear, none of this means these treatments are withdrawn from the market, just that they don't work as prescribed and can cause harm to patients. Just letting you know. Moving along in the quack report, this is going to be kind of touching on the first segment of the show on the coronavirus currently spreading throughout China. It is a patented virus, and the patent holders also have patents in African swine fever virus, which is also listed in vaccines, by the way. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that, getting into who owns the patent. Of course, you can't patent anything Mother Nature makes, right? And it'll be an eye-opener. And last but not least in the quack report, increasing your vitamin C, they say, can reduce your hip fracture risk by 44%. This is a study published in the Journal of Osteoporosis International. Researchers at Tufts University, Harvard Medical School, and Boston University School of Public Health said if you take vitamin C, you potentially reduce your likelihood of suffering a hip fracture. And they say the vitamin C has a lot of health benefits. We know about it, boosts an immune system, but also lowers blood pressure, also prevents scurvy, and also decreases anemia, pain in your extremities, and bleeding. So the body doesn't manufacture vitamin C, so you have to get it from your food sources and hopefully your whole food supplements. So they did say vitamin C helps to build blood vessels, muscle, cartilage, and collagen. It reduces your oxidative stress on your bones and is essential to building your bones, the ingredients for your bones, also to synthesize compounds to make your bones stronger. So vitamin C, folks, is a necessity, but try not to get the vitamin C made from China. Try to get some vitamin C from like whole foods like rose hips. That'll be beneficial. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be starting on the first segment, which, you know, is going to be covering this is the origins of the coronavirus. So the world news is kind of focused on Wuhan, China's coronavirus, claiming thousands are infected and many have died, unfortunately. So the virus attacks the pulmonary system, causing symptoms of pneumonia. That's what we're hearing. And of course, China's physicians are claiming that only full protective gear can protect from infection, as one infected doctor stated he didn't wear his full head shield and the infection entered by the conjunctiva of his eye. So reports from the Lancet Journal state the incubation period is about 8 days on this virus. The pathogen was isolated and identified, get this, in the 1960s. and it got its name from the crown-like shape the disease takes. So this infectious bronchitis-type virus were extracted, they say, from chickens, supposedly to make better vaccines for farm animals. But we're going to take a look at this, see what the media is not reporting on this pretty deadly virus. We're going to talk about it. So where did it come from? Well, according to a physician, Jeffrey Kahn, who wrote about the coronavirus in November 2005 in the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal, he stated it is a disease that caused upper respiratory tract infection and that there had been five new coronavirus identified that infect humans, causing severe and acute symptoms of morbidity and mortality. So the new coronavirus was labeled NH63, the NH standing for New Haven, where it was discovered. They also had HKU1, which they had no idea where that came from. And the new strains are producing more upper and lower respiratory infections. So you want to keep in mind also that the SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome, and the MERS, the Middle East acute respiratory syndrome, are coronaviruses. They were established as coming from the animal strains. Now, according to Dr. Kahn, the coronaviruses emerged today were cultivated in the lab on animal organs at the National Institute of Health. So in the 1960s, he says, virologists Tyrell and Bayonne were experimenting with human strains and animal strains of viruses. And they were merging human bronchitis viruses with mouse hepatitis, gastroenteritis strains of viruses, swine viruses. So they were looking for similarities in these diseases through electron microscopy. So they were looking for the linchpin in the pathogen that would make the disease infect humans and animals. And when they created this new virus, it was called coronavirus, and they were credited as discovering a new genus of viruses. Well, they created it. I don't know if discovery is the right word. Here is this is a familiar quote. Frank's going to know this quote. This is from Bill Gates, 2010 at TED Talks conference. He said, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that to perhaps 10 or 15%. And here is a quote from the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal, November 2005, volume 24, issue number 11. They say the number and importance of animal coronaviruses are growing rapidly. Multiple animal species carry coronavirus strains such as rats, mice, chickens, turkeys, calves, dogs, cats, rabbits, and pigs. The virus genus is capable of a wide variety of disease mechanisms. Coronaviruses have been assigned groups based on their antigen and genetic design. Group 3 contains the avian bird strains. SARS is a coronavirus developed in 2002, end of quote. Now, they go on to say also, the SARS virus is a coronavirus that grew easily on tissue cultures, enabled quick sequencing of the genome, and a new group was dedicated to this virus and was classified with a coronavirus that was cultivated from Himalayan palm civets, or mammals, end of quote. So there you have it, where they're getting this stuff. Also, the Journal of Medical Virology, January 2020, says this: whenever a pathogen species appears from one species to another, that species will not literally have a well-developed immunity to the virus. So what they're saying is you humans out there have no defense. Well, that's what they think. So you've got a lot of weapon potential, don't you, in these types of pathogens. And the conspiracy theories around the true intent of vaccines has kind of taken a more serious turn as more vital information surfaces on the patents on these deadly pathogens and who owns them. So we see vaccines kind of in a new light. And here are several speculations which have scientific evidence to support it. Vaccines contain serums that slowly produce disease and death. Vaccines interfere with fertility. Vaccines encourage future pandemic or superbugs and death rates by weakening immune systems. So the coronavirus statistics are this, because according to the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal, this coronavirus has these attributes. It likes to manifest in the colder months of winter and spring, and compared to summer and fall. The coronavirus infections are estimated to be 35% of the global respiratory virus or cold infections. Are at high risk. Some of the new strains can produce encephalitis and hepatitis, and some strains produce cough, tachypnea, which is rapid breathing, or sinus mucus, which means it can be misdiagnosed as a common cold. Well, let's look at this animal versus human virus thing for a sec. So this is an interesting entry that I discovered in the Pediatric Infectious Journal. It stated that the animal viruses that have contributed to the invention of the coronavirus, which I thought was an interesting way of describing it as an invention, which infect humans, have more nucleotides, and it helps the virus to maintain its sequence integrity compared to human viruses. So cracking code to the 29 nucleotides played a real big role in helping the animal pathogen infect humans. So this was not some bird flu that just happened to infect food market workers in aging countries. The coronaviruses are RNA viruses. They are man-made. So scientists have used large strands of viral proteins to make these polyproteins with virus codes in them. They're called viral encoded protease, often found in group 2 coronaviruses. So people need to understand that science has forced these mutations and created what nature didn't. Here's a quote from the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal of 2005. They say, the field of coronavirology, now it's a new field now, it's so important, it's coronavirology. It has advanced significantly in recent years. The SARS epidemic was a dramatic reminder that animal coronaviruses are potential threats to human life. Additional human coronavirus strains will very likely be discovered, which stresses the need for more research. Well, they're creating these strains. They're mutating them forcefully in the lab environment. Well, let's look at are more strains coming. Of course, they're kind of hinting at that. According to the January 2020 issue of the Journal of Medical Virology, they anticipate a new coronavirus from snakes. That's right. They are stating that a coronavirus in Wuhan, China, has been determined by the WHO that this RNA genome virus is the product of human interaction with wildlife in the Hunan seafood wholesale market. Mm-hmm. So this market offers poultry, snake, bats, and other farm animals. Animals, they say, are a potential virus reservoir. And they have determined that the Hunan China coronavirus is a recombatant virus from a bat. Now keep in mind that recombatant viruses are the purposeful combining of pathogen DNA using CRISPR technology. So it is often used in the production of viral vaccine serums and gene therapies. So this suggests the virus is man-made. And the report in the Journal of Medical Virology speculates that the Wuhan, China coronavirus is a combination of a bat and snake virus. Really? When was the last time you saw a bat and a snake get together? Seriously, right? They are blaming the viral outbreak on nature as a cross-species transmission from animal to human. But that rarely occurs, according to scientists. In order for this flood of coronaviruses to occur, it has to be man-made. Here's a quote from Dr. Asim Ahmed. He's a pediatric infectious disease, a physician at Boston Children's Hospital. He says we already have structures of the viruses. There is already talk about developing new vaccines. We will take the genetic information and sequence the strain. So they want to make a vaccine. So science, though, knows about the vaccine risks. There was a peer review article that appeared in April 2010 Journal of the Public Library of Science, in which it stated that the seasonal influenza vaccines make people prone to contracting bird coronaviruses H1N1. Bet you didn't see that on World News, right? So the research out of Canada is saying that in 2009 they had concerns about the prior year flu vaccine that contained a trivalent inactive not live strain of the bird influenza. They found that there was an increased risk of anyone getting the vaccine of also getting a pandemic-like influenza of the bird flu, A strain H1N1. So there were several investigations they'd done to assess the risk. And the risk was monitored by the British Columbia, Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec systems, along with other monitoring controls, and it produced a timeline. The study was done because people that were vaccinated against such outbreaks became sick with the disease. Their research showed that those who got vaccinated compared to those who did not get vaccinated had a 1.4 to a 2.5 increased risk of becoming ill with the bird flu coronavirus. Here's what the Public Library of Science stated. Because all the investigations in the study are observational and monitoring databases, the people who had been vaccinated may have an unknown characteristic that increases the risk of developing the H1N1 illness. It is a bit confounding to scientists. The study raises important questions about biological interactions between seasonal influenza strains and vaccines, and what is the best way to control both types of infections. Yeah. Well, let's look at this patent for a minute. Remember I mentioned that, you know, there's some diseases that are patented? Well, the Pribright Institute owns the patent on the coronavirus since July 23rd, 2015. So who might be involved in the patent of such a virus? Well, here are the shareholders. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. International disease control agencies such as OIE, WHO, European Union Commission, Biotechnology and Biological Science Research Council, the UK Department of for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, the industrial producers of veterinarian vaccines and antiviral serums, as well as farmers and livestock keepers. So they're all involved in that patent. Now, the application to the coronavirus patent included this statement. It said the present invention, I love that word, see, invention, here it is again. The present invention provides a live attenuated coronavirus comprising a virulent relapse gene encoding with a polyproteins comprising the mutation in one or more non-structural proteins, coronavirus proteins 14, 15, and 16. This invented coronavirus may be used in a vaccine for treating or preventing disease such as infectious bronchitis. End of quote. Oh, man, you know that's going to be in a flu shot coming near you. So the patent seems to be indicating that this particular strain of coronavirus was intended to be used in a vaccine for fowl, chickens, etc. So chickens who get this virus lay fewer and smaller eggs. So if you notice, the disease was mutated, has mutated proteins and their assigned numbers. So the proteins discovered in 1960 in the coronavirus were assigned numbers 1 and 2. So now we're up to 16 mutations. So that shows you how many mutations the virus has gone through, encountered, which according to science would normally take thousands of years to accomplish. Yeah. Also, you should notice the virus is considered an invention because nothing Mother Nature creates is patentable. So, the patent for the coronavirus was for the intention of making a vaccine. According to the patent, this particular strain of coronavirus is infected with fowlpox virus, and the invented virus is, quote, used to infect the cells, end of quote. They acknowledge that such a vaccine can corrupt genetic code, and science has 6 strains that can now infect humans. Veterinarian medicine has 2 strains of coronavirus for canines. And, of course, canines now get flu shots, don't they? Well, and so then we should talk about this pandemic event. Now, in October 2019, the World Economic Forum, John Hopkins Center for Health Security, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they all hosted this high-level pandemic exercise called Event 201 in New York. The reason it was promoting the event was to bring together private and public partnerships to kind of handle pandemics and prevent large-scale economic consequences. So the event reported the world experiences about 200 pandemic events every year, and these events will increase, they say. They also included plans to manage what is called a global pandemic threat. So what did the event focus on as far as the type of pandemic? And here is their statement. They said, quote, "For our pandemic scenario, we modeled a fictional coronavirus pandemic, but we explicitly state that this was not a prediction. Instead, the exercise served to highlight preparedness and response challenges that would likely arise. We are not predicting that the NCOV-2019 outbreak will kill 65 million people. Our computer used a mock novel coronavirus with the model using potential impact." So, what pathogen do you think the NCOV-219 virus is? Well, lo and behold, it is labeled as the Wuhan coronavirus. That shocks you or what? By the way, the N in the NCOV-2019 coronavirus means novel, means virulent or lethal strain. So apparently China has been on the predictive list for this outbreak for about a year. So the Lancet Journal, published January 24th, 2020, stated that the recent coronavirus in Wuhan, China, was caused by what they call a beta coronavirus, NCOV-2019. That's another way of saying it's a man-made RNA virus of zoonotic origin from animals. And some of the data collected in China on this particular viral strain shows some very interesting things, which I know your brain's going to work on. But I can't jump into the list right now because we're coming up to a little break here. So we're taking a little break, and when we come back, we'll finish up this segment and move on to something else more positive. And we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about this coronavirus. And during the break, Frank, my engineer, wonderful engineer over there, has sent me this nice statement. We're going to read this to you. He says, if my dog escapes and bites someone, I'm responsible by law. Why are the patent holders of this invention, the coronavirus, not held to the same standards the rest of us are when it escapes and kills people? Just asking. Well, it's a good question, you know, because they're claiming this invention is theirs, and this invention is harming people, killing people. Well, right before the break, I was going to read to you some of the data being collected in China on this particular strain of coronavirus, what it's showing. Get this, Frank. You're going to find this interesting. Most of the infected are males between the ages of 30 to 50. 73% of the victims are men under the age of 49 years of age. between 30 and 50. Isn't that something? They say 50% of the male patients also have underlying health conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, or some sort of cardiovascular disease. They say half the patients were exposed to the Hunan seafood market. Only one virus group they found was detected in this pathogen, and symptoms were fever, cough, fatigue, feeling sick, sputum production, headache, coughing up blood, loose watery bowel movements, swollen glands, low lymphocytes, which is your white blood cells, abnormal pneumonia chest x-rays. I saw the x-rays. They look very odd. Acute respiratory distress, anemia, acute cardiac injury, and secondary infections. So the Lancet scientists are stating that normally coronaviruses cause mild infections. So here's a statement from the journal, The Lancet, January 24th, 2020. This coronavirus might be the tip of the iceberg with potentially more lethal and severe zoonotic strains and events to come. What do they know that we don't? So, you know, this is the opportune moment to realize you need to protect and defend your health. Medicine's not going to help you. So with any pandemic-like infection, the last thing you want to do is suppress your immune system with prescription or over-the-counter medicines. So even if your immune system has never encountered a coronavirus, it has the best chance of overcoming the infection compared to man-made vaccines or other treatments. So a fever indicates the immune system is working. So when you have a fever, it's making antibodies and releasing them to attack the infection. That's what a fever is telling you. So if you lower your fever, you turn off that defense. So always hydrate with fluids while you do have a fever. Immune support herbs also are going to be packed with a lot of nutrients the immune system needs to carry out its function and help shorten your duration of illness. So garlic, for instance, is broad spectrum. It likes to kill viruses, bacteria, fungus, and parasites, so I definitely would utilize that. If you want to look at a full line of immune support, whole food, herb formulas, and even pandemic kits, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number in the United States and Canada. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Do get their free product catalog and get empowered out there. No need to panic. Just get prepared. Yes, only need one bull among the cows, among the herd of cows. Yes, yes, one bull will do it, Frank. that's right. Well, let's talk about something a little bit more positive, because pandemics don't bother me because I have herbs. God's promise on the herbs. They're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. They support the immune system he created. So the chemistry is perfect. It's spot on. And vaccines don't usually prevent disease. They don't protect you from viruses. They give you disease. And any vaccine they're going to have with a coronavirus in it is not going to be fully tested at all. None of them are. But, you know, if you listen to the show where we played the Global Vaccine Safety Summit comments from the doctors, they're all screaming, we don't have scientific research to support our claims on vaccines. We need better research. Right. They've never tested vaccines for children. They've never tested vaccines in combination serum forms. They've never tested vaccines if it causes cancer. So they never tested vaccines on pregnant women. So they're just, I'm just saying. So where's the claim that it's safe for kids, pregnant women, people in general? All right, let's look at the, the strong support people are showing. They're looking for natural medicine, especially regarding even tough cases like cancer. Medicine's kind of stunned at that. They think they totally freak you out with a diagnosis of cancer and you're going to do exactly what they say. People are saying, hold on there a minute. And then they go do some research to see what else is available. Yep, more people are taking the step and researching treatments offered that are offered by modern medicine and also by natural medicine. So, quite frankly, people are doing more research on anything that impacts their lives and their health. And why wouldn't people take advantage of technology to search for answers, really? So research can help confirm even the advertising on modern medicine's treatments or debunk them. So authentic testimonials can also point people to discover new information they may normally not have even looked into. So you never know what you're going to find unless you look for it. So modern medicine is not very accepting of patients challenging their treatments. It is not they're not accepting any of the success stories that natural therapies bring. So most allopathic or MD physicians do not have any of the knowledge or experience using natural therapies or nutrition. So it's not an area that they can explore and even promote professionally. So why would they take the time to look into it, see? So there are a few physicians, though, that will do that, will investigate discreetly, and they usually do it because there's a family member that needs something, and they know the medical treatments have a high mortality rate, so that's why they look for something else. So if I had to sum up why more people are kind of looking to natural medicine to help with even the challenging illnesses, I'd say it's a couple of things. The traditional medical treatments are expensive and very toxic. They don't usually resolve the problem. They just address symptoms instead of the cause. So people have this now lack of trust in those types of therapies. And people are not willing to risk their lives if they have reservations about the drug treatments, the research behind the drugs, and also other types of therapies. So we're going to take a look at what the research team at Southwestern Medical Center in Utah is saying about cancer and alternative therapies. All right. So it's kind of a stunning thing when people get empowered like this. I'm kind of surprised that the researchers at Southwestern Medical Center in Utah admitted they were stunned by what they discovered in their research. They described their revelation as stunning. And this suggests these scientists and physicians were shocked, astonished, surprised, even amazed, gobsmacked is a word I would say, that a third of their cancer patients were turning away from modern medicine treatments and using natural therapies to deal with their cancer. They were just like, oh, you know. They reported that patients were using combinations of therapies. And I've often said it's not one silver bullet that gets you back to where you want to be. It's usually a combination of therapies that do that. So people are looking at things like meditation and yoga and acupuncture, which, you know, medicine sneers at. Also massage, herbal medicines, and other types of supplements. So they're looking at, they're trying to figure out, why did I get cancer? What caused the cancer to develop? And then they're looking at ways to reverse that process, which is smart, I think. So this research did get published in the Journal of the American Medical Association on Oncology, April 2019. Physicians were not in the habit of asking patients if they were using alternative therapies, and according to the report, the doctors at the Utah Southwestern Medical Center require patients to disclose this type of information. So typically medicine wasn't even asking and looking for this, but now they're asking. Here is Dr. Nina Sanford. She's professor of radiation oncology and gastroenterology. She says herbal supplements were the most common alternative medicine, followed by chiropractic care. Okay. Also, she goes on to say, our research suggests that younger patients and women are more likely to use complementary and alternative medicine. We also learned that patients often do not tell their physician they are using these treatments, especially if the physician does not ask. So it's not something people voluntarily tell their doctor, because they figure the doctor's not going to know anything about why tell them. They're just going to get criticized is another thing patients think. Why should I open myself up to that? Dr. Nina goes on to say, myself and other cancer specialists agree. This is concerning, especially in the case of herbal supplements. So they don't want you using herbs, see. They do not. Even in the smack in the face of Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, discovering dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. They couldn't figure out how it's doing it. But hey, you got dandelion grows all over the world. It's everywhere. God kind of knew you needed it. Now, Dr. Sanford also mentions that the patients they surveyed said the reason they did not disclose to their doctor that they were using other forms of treatments is because they didn't think the doctor needed this information. Now, there is an interesting statement from a patient perspective. They know medical physicians don't deal in natural therapies. They don't know much about them and therefore wouldn't know how to advise them, so why bother getting into that discussion? Their viewpoint is, why say anything? Well, yeah, I can get that. I get that. Well, and what about mixing treatments? Because there is this unknown when you mix natural therapies with, you know, modern medicine treatments. So let's face it, when you mix herbs and, let's say, chemo drugs and radiation, it's not personally what I would do. I would not think the yoga, the massage, and the chiropractic care would be a risk. But here's something, some insight on why Dr. Sanford is objecting to the herbs. She says this, we have no idea, no data on certain supplement uses during radiation treatments. It could interfere due to the high levels of antioxidants in some supplements that it would make the radiation less effective. So radiation causes oxidative stress then, doesn't it? If it works against antioxidants. Dr. David Gerber, lung cancer specialist at Southwestern, says physicians need to know that supplements can completely throw off traditional cancer treatments. The supplements can interfere with the medicines we're giving patients. So I would agree with that. Sometimes drugs don't interact well with prescription drugs. They can block the absorption of your prescription drug, or they can magnify it like you took too much of the drug. So I would say pick one form of therapy or the other. Don't try to mix, because they're working against each other. They're two different philosophies. So I have known some physicians that they want to ban the use of supplements like vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin B during all kind of cancer treatments. And I will say the herbs can sometimes block, like I said, the absorption of prescription drug or magnify it. I typically don't advocate mixing herbal medicines with drugs. And there are some exceptions, though, like if you wanted to wean off a metabolic type of drug to avoid withdrawal. And in most instances, the doctors have really no clue what will happen when you use herbs all by themselves, let alone with chemo and radiation. So patients will be told to avoid the supplements altogether and the natural course of treatments, because doctors have no idea. They're going to say, you are on your own. Okay, so Nancy Myers, she's a 47-year-old mother of four children, who says, I wanted to use vitamin supplements during my cancer treatments and asked my doctor and was told I could not use them. One doctor said, we don't know how supplements interact with our conventional medicines, end of quote. So after my treatment, she says, I used turmeric, omega-3s, and vitamin D and vitamin B6. I know plenty of people in my cancer support group who use alternative therapies, and I know people who use only alternative medicines even for their cancer. So, you know, she's kind of gleaning information out there. She's using both after post-treatment. The overall research on the modern medicines cancer treatments is that it's a very high mortality rate. The average patient lives 2 to 5 years after treatment. And there are exceptions, but the majority are not so fortunate. Oncologists who are honest will tell patients they don't cure cancer. The best they hope for is a delay in the final outcome. So therefore, I find the following statement by Dr. Sanford a bit misleading, who says, people with cancer who use only alternative medicine and no traditional medical treatments is dangerous and could be fatal. Well, the medical treatments are already fatal. Seriously, look at the stats. The numbers are there. Dr. Sanford knows the traditional medicine cancer treatments really don't save people from cancer. At the best, they temporarily instigates a remission, and that means a lessening of symptoms. That's all that means. So their treatments are really fatal. There's nothing there that will stop the disease. So doctors are cautious about using nutritional supplements for cancer, but are comfortable using toxic chemicals and radiation or surgery, which can spread the disease. Now, radiation causes extreme fatigue. Chemicals kills healthy tissue with the cancer, makes people feel sick. They experience a lot of neurological problems. They have irreversible damage to some organs, like their heart. And these treatments severely weaken the body. Here's a quote from Bellany Sarenblock, 53, of Dallas, who said, "I had neuropathy nerve damage from my chemotherapy, and yoga helped with my pain. I highly recommend natural therapies to anyone." So she was left with a secondary condition from her treatment. So you have powerful options. That's what we all have to realize. Not every healthcare professional is opposed to natural therapies for severe illnesses, because I know that diet and medicinal herbs can offer a lot of healing power to the body. And one key is to not sabotage the effort with a lot of bad diet. So don't sabotage your effort with tobacco or a lot of alcohol use, okay? Also, keep your regular exercise schedule in place. And good circulation is key to regenerating tissue and reversing disease, because blood brings healing. It brings in oxygen and nutrition to areas and takes away debris. So the immune system's fighting the disease, and there's debris. And the blood takes it away, and it leaves the body through the elimination channel. So the research team now at Columbia University School of Public Health witnessed that the use of natural therapies in early-stage breast cancer was very therapeutic. So the research was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association on Oncology in May 2016. And in the study, the natural therapies that they included were vitamins, minerals, herbal supplements, massage, and meditation. So Dr. Heather Greenlee, professor of epidemiology at Columbia, said women who used supplements and other alternative medicine were less likely to need chemotherapy compared to those who did not use those therapies, end of quote. You got to skip chemo. Check that out. That's huge. The research states that women who use the alternative therapies for 12 months, 87 to 89% of the women were able to avoid chemotherapy that was originally recommended to them. The use of the alternative and complementary medicine use among patients, let's say with breast cancer, has also increased in the past 20 years. And the most commonly used natural therapy were supplements, massage, and meditation. Overall, patient reports using three or more alternative therapies, the study approach of the natural therapies was far different, and the physician opinion was also different. Here's what Heather Greenlee says. She says, "An interpretation of results to oncologists is that it is beneficial to ascertain use of complementary and alternative medicine therapies among their patients, especially supplement use, and to consider use of such treatments as a potential marker of patients at risk of not initiating chemotherapy," end of quote. Because some people just say, "I'm not doing chemo. I don't care. I'm just not doing it. I'll do everything else but that," right? So she's mentioning, well, if you're not going to do chemo, hey, we've seen patients do pretty well with the alternative stuff. So you're not going to do chemo, so might as well. So it's very important to investigate all your options regarding medical treatments. Sometimes you have to dig for some of the truth on your treatments, but the time you spend on it, it's worth it, so you don't make huge mistakes and waste a lot of time. So if I can find this information on these types of conditions, so can your doctor, if they really wanted to dig for it. So the thing to remember is herbs have medicinal power, because if they didn't, the drug companies wouldn't have used them initially to make drugs from before they started making synthetics. So when herbs are used in their whole state, whole chemistry, whole food. They're not stripped of their compounds, not dissected. The action of the herbs is gentler and effective, and the body can pick and choose the alkaloids it needs from the plant itself. So if you would like more information on the options there for cleansing and nourishing the system to avoid giving disease a foothold, cleanse and nourish is a very old therapy, but it works. So if you cleanse out toxins and you put nutrition in, the body regenerates and balances and heals itself. Health shouldn't be complicated. Think about it. It shouldn't be complicated. I mean, if health was supposed to be so complicated, it would detract from the time you would spend being with the Lord in prayer and reading His ways, His word. So you don't want to be distracted with all that complicated stuff. Trust in the Lord. He says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, it says herbs are meat, which means they're potent. They're very powerful. They have lots of protein, amino acids, plant photochemicals, vitamins and minerals. And these are all essential for the body to heal itself. So you got to have that. We just read in the, well, we just learned in the Quack Report, they're learning vitamin C helps you prevent getting hip fractures. See, there's a lot medicine doesn't know. Nutrition is key. You can change your DNA in 6 days with really great, healthy, organic diet. So try that and get strong again. You have that power. You will be amazed at how much power you had over your health destiny. It's an amazing thing to be free and be empowered that way, just having the knowledge of the right tools and how to use them. And that's what Apothecary Herbs does. They have tools, and they educate you on how to use them. So you can give them a call on their toll-free number. Get their free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, they do have a website, lots of information there, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And get a free catalog, and you can request one online or over the phone. They have a catalog hotline after hours, so you just leave your information, and all your information is private, so none of that gets shared. And get a catalog and see the tools that are at your disposal. Amazing stuff. I mean, you know, you don't need to have kidney stones. Did you know that? There's herbs that dissolve that. Yeah. You don't have to have an enlarged inflamed prostate. There's herbs that are designed to help that prostate. There's herbs to help with blood pressure, migraine headaches, eye issues. I mean, it's amazing. God provided all these tools. So it's the original medicine. That's what it is. So give them a call. Get a catalog. Get empowered. And I can see I am just about out of time. Toll-free number once again, 866-229-3663 at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.